Pork industry leaders from the National Pork Board's International Marketing Committee visited several Asian markets to examine emerging export opportunities for U.S. pork. Minnesota pork producer Randy Spronk has more details in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report.
You really look at our domestic market, we've got record production. We've got record inventory of market hogs. The addition of 5 packing plants with the United States with the potential to grow our packing capacity by 10%. We're forecast between 2018 and 2019. Our inventories are going to be up over 9%. And so we have a lot of supply. So we're really investigating which markets do we need to target for additional resources to move that product and differentiating that carcass. Where do we want to move the loin? Where do we want to move the picnic? Where do we want to move the shoulder? Where can we move the belly? And so from an international marketing committee perspective on the National Pork Board, you're really trying to target these markets. You know, where should we be putting more emphasis? Where should we be putting more funding to be able to grow those exports to move that product off the domestic market?
We caught up with Spronk following industry visits in Singapore and Vietnam, where he noted there's strong interest in U.S. pork products.
We started talking about attributes that are valuable to the high-end market that's in Singapore here. What cuts are they looking for? How can we advance and increase sales in these markets? So just a great opportunity to look in an emerging market like that that's got a lot of culinary trends and quite a transition going into Vietnam. When you looked at TPP, we were targeting Vietnam as just a lot of growth potential. We thought it had the potential to be like South Korea. South Korea is dramatically up with a lot of picnics and butts, and we think Vietnam would actually be in that same category. Multiple times over, the importers have talked about the volatility in pricing. That's the important thing that we've been really telling them about is the value proposition that we have with pork products that come out of the United States and the opportunity to be able to go in and supplement what they're raising domestically.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.